are listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice. And I tell you what, I promised you a special Verum Sports this week. And we are literally taking that dead seriously. Because in just a few short weeks' time, the Special Olympics is on its way. Great British athletes are competing amongst 7,000 others from all across the world going to Abu Dhabi. And we're lucky today to be joined in studio by Chris Ovenden, coordinator for Special Olympics here in St. Albans, Tara Louise Bishop, who as well is being off to the Games as a volunteer, works closely with the team at the Special Olympics St. Albans department, while also studying for a Masters, and one of seven athletes from St. Albans, one of 129 representing Great Britain, it's equestrian superstar Thomas Miller. Good evening all, welcome to the studio.
Good evening.
Hello.
Excellent stuff. Well, listen, really, really excited to have you. I wanted to come to Tara first of all. Tara, first of all, doing a Masters and kind of combining all that you're doing, I don't know how you do it. You must be incredibly organised. Goodness me. I literally salute you. But yeah, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the Special Olympics team, particularly here in St. Albans.
So I'm from Bedford. And part of my Masters programme is to work closely with really good projects in my local community, and I was volunteering for the Abu Dhabi Games coming up, so I thought, why not contact St. Albans? And then, yeah, here I am.
Excellent. And I'll tell you what, it's just around the corner now. It's coming up in March. Chris, you kind of coordinate, I guess, all the athletes that are going from St. Albans. We'll chat to Thomas in just one second. But eight athletes, I think, from this area. It must be quite tough to reach that GB elite level. I mean, tell us a little bit about that and just how excited the St. Albans athletes are at this moment.
Oh, they're really excited. So the guys had a training weekend in Sheffield last weekend, which Thomas will probably tell you more about. But they all went up there, the whole team. They got their kit for the week for the games as well, which was very exciting. And the athletes going from St Albans have been in preparation for a long time. Been training hard, lots of competitions, trying to keep up their levels of fitness to enable them to do the best that they can do. And, we're really proud of them all.
Absolutely. As are we. Delighted to have you all in today. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a big, big deal, isn't it? I mean, 7,000 people, I think 170 nations represented. We are talking elite level sort of athletics and all types of sports represented. Do you feel that, nevertheless, that this is slightly, maybe not as given as much exposure as it had ought to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Special Olympics is the third Olympic movement after the Olympics and the Paralympics, and we should have the same coverage as those sports. We feel the guys give up, you know, spend so much time, effort, energy, giving everything they can to do the best that they can, and that should be recognised, absolutely.
Well, look, we are honoured to just do our little thing here. We are going to be championing this all along, and obviously looking forward to hearing back as well post the event. But right here, right now, I guess maybe 6 weeks away, 7 weeks perhaps, before the big one, Thomas Miller, equestrian superstar, I think it's fair to say. Welcome to the show. Just to fill us in about your training, and I guess how tough it is to be an elite level GB athlete.
My training on a Thursday, I have a coach come over to teach us at college, and we train like every Thursday. These games next year, I've worked hard to get through to the World Games.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, when you are representing Great Britain, I would imagine you've had to qualify for that,
you've had to compete.
Just tell us a little bit about that process.
I've done it at college. I've done it at college. I've ridden like every day. I've done what I have to do at like riding.
Yeah.
And I can't like wait to get ready to
go out there and do your thing. But you're no stranger, though, are you, to this world of elite athletics?
No.
I'm looking into things here. Two silver medals in dressage, I think, 2017.
Yeah, I went to Sheffield to do two silver medals in dressage.
Wow.
Jumping and dressage, I did it off by heart.
Goodness me.
I did a whole lot. And the jumping, I came second. There's loads of people in my class, in my section, about six of them got it called out and about three or four did it off by heart.
Well, goodness me, so that, you know, this the just the memory, I guess, to kind of learn all the steps.
Yeah,
and
it's a lot of steps to put in your mind and do all the...
I think that really interests me about equestrianism in particular is that relationship, isn't it, between the human, yourself, and the animal. Yeah. Do you find that each horse has its own unique personality? And do you have to sort of train or different techniques for different horses?
Yeah, you have to, train, each horse. You have to do it step by step.
Yeah.
To train a horse to, do all their movements.
Yes.
Do all their movements on that horse, go around the whole thing, and
yep.
It's you have to you don't forget what to do in the test. You have to do it off. Some people get stuck to what's it called?
Just the memory of it.
Memory, that's it.
I don't think I'd be able to do that. Goodness me, I'll tell you that.
No.
Christian, just coming back to yourself then now. So as I say. 129 athletes, I think, from Great Britain across, I think, many, many different kind of disciplines. And again, 8 from St Albans. What are the disciplines of St Albans athletes kind of going to be doing their thing in the Abu Dhabi in?
Okay, so we've got, it's actually seven.
Seven.
We've got 2 equestrians, a swimmer, 2 basketball, a footballer, a judo. Is that 7? I think. Yeah, and we've also got 3 coaches as well going. We've got an assistant coach going for badminton, football coach going, and basketball coach as well. So
what I really, really love about this, again, it just seems to me to have that ethos of the Olympics, where so many different sports are showcased, and you know that kind of openness to compete at an elite level. Let's make no bones about it. This is high quality athletic competition, but with that kind of spirit of almost demonstrating the human spirit, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Would you say that's a fair assessment of, I guess, the ethos of the Special Olympics?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, Special Olympics is all inclusive. It's
yes.
for people with a learning disability, and it's all inclusive. So there's a sport for absolutely everybody. It's welcome. Everybody can have a go at something, and yeah, it's a great team spirit. The guys are amazing, supportive of each other, and it's an incredible thing to see.
Absolutely. And as I say, we're honoured here to be supporting it. And so I just want to come back to yourself. I know here that just from your bio that one of the things that you love is kind of learning new skills. What would your advice be to people listening who maybe sometimes they put up barriers to trying something new and maybe they think that, I just can't do that? You know, what would your advice be to, you know, potentially somebody who could well be the next Special Olympics superstar? Would you say just get stuck in? What would you
probably get stuck in?
And I guess from your point of view, your sport.
Yeah.
How would you say it's kind of helped you generally? Just I guess with confidence and things of that nature. Just setting aside all the great medals that you've won.
With all these medals, what I've won. I've done my hardest to get all these medals and to win.
So really disciplined and a very kind of focused mindset. I mean, that's I guess what it's all about, and truly inspiring. Because again, you know, just personally, you talk around, you walk around, you meet people, and so many people I find, I don't want to generalise, but they just seem to have a little bit of a negative vibe quite often. I don't know if it's the news that we all consume, but the point is, I think the kind of positive vibe there that you have expressed is really, really, really powerful. So you know, really, really, really appreciate that. Tell me again, just to yourself now, just wondering if you just have any other, I guess, general thoughts about the Special Olympics. Where can we learn more information? And again, the dates coming up in March.
So the dates in March are the 14th of March to the 21st. Is that right, Tom?
What?
Abu Dhabi, 14th of March to the 21st of March.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so that's I think that's the competitions.
Yes.
And then Tom will have to do stuff prior to the 14th.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So that's, I think that's the confusion. And yeah, so I'm obviously a volunteer.
Yeah.
I'm in, they're organising that really well. I've had to do online training, learning about a new culture as well, because we're going to Abu Dhabi, so that's really exciting. A bit of Dubai is also going to be used.
Okay.
I think the sports are going to be split between Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Yeah, just the whole spirit and ethos and...
It really is, you know,
everything behind
it's
it.
Special in every sense of the word, I think, which is really crucial. Thomas, we kind of began things talking about your training up in Sheffield.
Yeah.
Can I say, I'm thinking the weather's going to be slightly different in Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
Yeah.
Is there? I guess you can't really train for that, can you?
No.
So that's going to be, I guess, a big difference. Again, with your experiences with Silvers, again, no pressure. It's all about the spirit. But again, you are representing Great Britain. Mm. Are you confident of being on that podium again?
Nice.
And just come back once again to those two silver medals.
Yeah.
Just express the emotion of being on that podium with the GB kind of flag around you. How does that feel for somebody like me who's never going to experience it?
It's my first time.
Yeah.
Going out there, and it's, I don't know what the weather's going to be hot out there.
Sure.
Yeah, I haven't done it before.
It's just an amazing ride in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
Well, look, for me, guys, wonderful to have you all in. Just wondering, Chris, do you have any other final questions or any final thoughts? Or again, or maybe a website that we can all go to just learn more?
Yeah, there were St Albans, we don't have our own actual website, but if you go onto the Special Olympics Great Britain website, just type in SOGB, that will bring it up. It has loads of information there about the trip, a lot of the films and things that have been televised so far, or little Twitter feeds and things that you can see. You can watch the guys training. And then hopefully when they're out there as well, they'll be sending loads of stuff back that we'll be able to watch and keep up with.
Well, like I say, we will 100% be championing this over the coming weeks and months. And Thomas, looking forward to hearing your tales from the hot Abu Dhabi when you do get back.
I'll let you know,
I'll tell you, I'm already enthused to learn this story. But again, massive, massive appreciation. Really, really thank you all for coming in this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.